Last word from church leaders. You can accomplish the impossible, by President Russell M. Nelson. From a Brigham Young University, Idaho devotional given on January 27, 2015. You should remember that you are literally and truly a son or daughter of Almighty God. You have been created in His very image. He has sent you here to be successful and to have joy in your journey in mortality. He wants you to know that with God nothing shall be impossible. From Luke 1, verse 37. You are entitled through your worthiness to receive revelation to help you with your righteous endeavors. You may take upon you the name of the Lord. You may pray in His holy name. You can qualify to speak in the sacred name of God. See DNC 1, verse 20. It matters not that times of tribulation will come. Your prayerful access to help is just as real as it was when David battled his Goliath. So, to you I say, foster your faith. Fix your focus with an eye single to the glory of God. Be strong and courageous, from 2 Chronicles 32, verse 7, and you will be given power and protection from on high. The Lord has declared His sustaining help. For I will go before your face. I will be on your right hand and on your left, and my spirit shall be in your hearts, and mine angels round about you, to bear you up. DNC 84, verse 88. The Lord has more in mind for you than you have in mind for yourself. You have been reserved and preserved for this time and place. You can do hard things. At the same time, as you love Him and keep His commandments, great rewards, even unimaginable achievements, may be yours. Indeed, eye hath not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man, the things which God hath prepared for them that love Him. 1 Corinthians 2, verse 9. You can accomplish the impossible. You can help shape the destiny of the entire human family. As you know and apply the teachings of the Lord in your lives and in your work, you can change the world.
President Russell M. Nelson. Born on September 9, 1924, in Salt Lake City, Utah, USA. Grew up in the Great Depression. He remembers asking for a permission to eat a banana, an expensive item for the family budget. At age 10, became an errand boy for his father's advertising agency. Loves to play Scrabble. Earned a bachelor's degree in 1945 and medical degree in 1947 from the University of Utah. Earned a Ph.D. in medicine in 1954 from the University of Minnesota. Performed the first successful open-heart surgery in Utah using a heart-lung machine he helped develop. Became one of the premier heart surgeons in the USA. In 1983 alone, he performed 360 heart surgeries. Performed open-heart surgery on President Spencer W. Kimball. Learned Chinese after attending a meeting where the prophet encouraged people to do more to bring the gospel to all nations, especially China. Served a 2-year term of medical duty in the U.S. Army during the Korean War, visiting every MASH unit in Korea and field hospitals. Since becoming a member of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles, he has visited 133 nations. Skiing is one of his great loves. Married Dansel White on August 31, 1945, in the Salt Lake Temple. Dansel passed away on February 12, 2005. Married Wendy L. Watson on April 6, 2006, in the Salt Lake Temple. He has 10 children, 57 grandchildren, and 116 great-grandchildren. He was called to be an apostle on April 7, 1984. He has perfect pitch and performed in musicals as a young man. Set apart as the 17th president of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints on January 14, 2018. End of the article, You Can Accomplish the Impossible, by President Russell M. Nelson. Read by Eden Reinwand and Scott Christopher.